Joining us, Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School, currently off to a 4-0 start to start the 2022 season. Ed, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Well, Coach, you've jumped off to a quick start this season, winning league rivals against league rivals, Pentucket at Ipswich. And I guess tell me a bit about the team, and maybe let's just jump back a little bit to Friday's game against Ipswich, a note or two from that game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think from the gun, obviously injuries have not been great to our opponents. So, you know, when we played Pentucket, unfortunately, they lost a few of their better players. And Ipswich, same thing. They were kind of missing their best player, but they're young and they worked hard. And so from there, you know, it was really Pentucket and Ipswich have been two games where really trying to just focus on the consistency of our fundamentals and just the ability to get different guys to step up and get experience, which as you get deeper and deeper into the season, you need more guys being able to make plays, whether on the defense side of the ball or offense side of the ball. And we're fortunate to give those guys opportunities so far to start the season.
Well, this Friday night at Triton, it's going to get a little tougher, isn't it? I mean, they had a 5-point loss, if you will, to Amesbury, an undefeated team now in the league. So I guess it does get a little tougher with Triton.
Oh, yeah. No, and you know, watching film of them, they're a really well-coached team. They do some different things, special teams-wise, that you have to prepare for. They're very dynamic offensively, you know, with their quarterback and number five and some good receivers and a veteran line. So we know we have our hands full, and I think from a coaching staff perspective and a player perspective, we're excited for the challenge ahead.
Well, let's just talk more about your team, Ed. Maybe give us the big picture look from way up top down to the let's look at the offense, and then we can flip over and do the defense for North Reading football this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think offensively, you know, we're fortunate to have some key leaders back. You know, our quarterback, Alex Carucci, you know, a kind of veteran offensive line. You know, obviously some new guys on there, but led by some of our upperclassmen. And then skill receiver-wise, you know, we've been very fortunate the last couple of years to have some really good athletes, and that's kind of continuing. You know, we're able to rely on a handful of different guys in space to make plays, and it's allowed us to be very dynamic to this point.
And over on the defensive side?
Yeah, the defense side, you know, again, there's some young guys that are working to fill some roles, but again, led by the veterans. You know, our D-line is made up of seniors. Our linebacking core and secondary are led by seniors. So we've had some really good senior leadership, and that's helped to bring in some of our juniors and sophomores who are looking to step up on defense. And again, you know, credit to them, you know, kind of that Patriots approach of, you know, we look to take away other teams' strengths, and the kids have kind of bought into the game plan and making sure they understand it going into the game. So the fact that we have such, you know, senior leadership, we're able to kind of really push the team a little bit from a mental standpoint to make sure they really know what we're trying to do against the team and what teams are trying to do against us.
Now, Ed, your team, you know, you learn a lot about your team from week to week, but what have you learned so far in the first 4 weeks that you didn't know, you know, 4 weeks ago about North Reading football?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, I think, you know, I've been, you know, and we've kind of had this opportunity early on, but I've been impressed with some of the younger guys that have gotten some playing time. And I think going into the season, we were unsure of a little bit of special teams as well as just depth on the offense and defense side of the ball. And the last, you know, couple games have allowed us to give guys opportunities in a varsity setting. And some guys are showing that, you know, they can handle a bigger role for us, which is a great thing to learn as a coach, especially as we're getting prepared here for Triton and some other league games.
Well, let me go back to Triton for one last question for you, Coach, and that would be if you were to break the game down as an analyst, if you will, what would you be looking for from both teams come Friday night at Triton when you guys play there?
You know, I think the biggest thing is just going to be execution. You know, I think on both sides of the ball, you know, whichever team kind of executes more and limits the turnovers, you know, you win the turnover battle and you execute at a higher level. I think that's really what it's going to come down to. And, you know, they are off to a great start. They've played some, you know, tough games. They've had some good wins, some great battles with, you know, Shawshin and Amesbury. So it's really just going to come down to, you know, which team will make more plays and kind of execute at that consistent level.
Gotcha. Coach, good talking with you. Hang on the line, but thanks so much for your time.
Bill, I always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School.